Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And if we are doing this, we will have plenty of every. If we're not wasting any time, you'll have plenty of time to do what you should do. If you're not wasting money, you'll have plenty of money. If you're not wasting your energies and your patience on unnecessary stuff, you'll have all the patience you need to deal with the right things. And faith and strength. Can you see this? The wise man, wise woman. Waste nothing is so efficient. Everybody say efficient.
Efficient.
You know, Phyllis, Saturday, I was doing some other things for the while in the morning, and then I saw her, and she had completely reorganized her closet. I said, well, what you doing in here? She said, this will help me get ready quicker. Got everything where it's supposed to be, and I'm not having to look for it or hump. See, people think, well, why straighten up your closet? Why straighten up your garage? Just so you can say, I'm neat? No, it's wise. You don't waste time looking for stuff. You ever wasted any time looking for stuff? And it's when you least can afford it. I mean, you need it. You got something else to do. And now you got to take an hour and try to find it. I've been with guys before working on cars. No, cousins of mine were drag racers, and we were working building a motor one time, and we got to a certain place, and we needed a specific tool. And he said, yeah, I got two of those. And we went to the place where they were, and I'm telling you, it looked like a tornado hit that place. We looked for 2 hours, and he said, oh, come on, get in the car. We'll go buy one. He had three of them, I think, in there, and we had to go buy one. Why? Because it just take too long to find it. Well, that's being foolish. I said, that's being foolish. A wise man, wise woman knows this. Everything should have its own place. You know, piloting, you learn you should be efficient in the cockpit. I just flew out, you know, to Atlanta this week, and they charged me $5.45 a gallon for fuel. So you thought the car was bad. Well, I don't like wasting stuff, wasting money. And I've learned, you know, you don't just get out there and start your engines. And so then you talk on the radio and you get your clearance and you talk to your passengers. You know, well, man, I mean, it's just burning that money, just burning that money. So I took a week on my checklist and I tweaked it and I tweaked it and I did this and I did it. Why? Because I get everything lined up so that when I push that button, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm talking about? I go ahead and get my clearance. I get all my radios loaded. I get all my stuff done. When I push that button, I'm ready to get out of here. And every area of our life should be, and if we do that, what are we doing? We're redeeming time. We're buying time back into our life. We've been traveling for years and we're learning how to do it, you know, how to pack and where to put stuff. And no need handling it 5 times when you can handle it 3. Get everything lined out and ready. And that's what we've been talking about, excellence and being able to represent the Lord the best. And the Lord has answered our prayers. And He's been teaching us for weeks now, right? On the wisdom of God. And your testimony, your witness is tied up with this. When people come to where you work, they should see your tools laid out just the right way. They should see the process and the way you do something. Junkie. Piled up and a mess and sloppy is not godly. Look at the universe. Stars are not piled on top of each other. They're not bumping into each other. There is some order to this thing. Don't feel bad now. I got room to grow in this myself. Everybody does. I got a number of things could be tighter and sharper and better. But let's do it. Right? Why? So we're redeeming time. Saving our energy. Saving our resources. Operating in the wisdom of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just praise Him a little bit. Lord, we thank You. Oh, we praise You. We bless You. How good You are to teach us, to put wisdom in us, discretion, discernment, understanding. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Turn to two New Testament scriptures on this, then I think we can finish up. If we had time, and we're so led, Ecclesiastes is a wonderful study on this. In fact, I'm moving a little bit too fast. Let me talk you through some of it, and then we'll read the punchline. When he says, vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Look at the very next verse. This qualifies. Verse 3. What profit, what good is it, has a man of all his labor which he has taken, here's the phrase, what?
Under the sun.
And he goes through and he talks about all the stuff he did and all the stuff he built and all the stuff he accumulated and how he didn't know who he's going to leave it to, a fool or a wise man. And how he can't stay, he's going to die. And all the natural stuff he was doing, he'd stop and go, well, where's it going? How am I going to end up? I can't take it with me. What's going to happen after that? Wisdom's always looking at the end result. And that's why he kept saying, it's vanity. It's vanity. And if all you live for is to make money, you're going to have to come to that conclusion at some point. It's vanity. If all you live for is to clean your house, you have to come to the conclusion, it's going to get dirty again. and again, right? If all you live for is for how beautiful you are. Scripture said beauty is vain. What does that mean? One translation said it's a breath. You got to come to that conclusion. You're not going to be 22 forever. You got to come to that conclusion. Will I live for my cars? Will I live for my, you know, to play golf? Will I live to, you know? Well, you do it so many times and you'll come to the conclusion. It ain't God. It won't save you. Won't even make you happy. That's what he did. Chapter after chapter, that I'm just summarizing. He'd talk about this and he'd say, vanity. And he'd get to looking at his stomach and he said, more vanity. Vexation of spirit. He said, you make all this money, and he said, there's more people to pay bills to. See, he kept looking at not just the start, but the end of the thing. He said, if I do that, well, eventually it's going to wind up over here. And it's vexation of spirit and vanity. What good is it? And that's why some people on the earth, they get to thinking like that and want to commit suicide. Yeah. What good is it? That's why people get to living on the street a lot of times. They go, well, why get up and go to work anymore? I make money. The government's going to get it. I'm just getting older. Why work? I'm just working for somebody else so they can make money and I'm gonna get me a sleeping bag. Go downtown. Why? Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Why mess with it? I'll tell you why. Because this is not all there is.
Amen.
Under the sun is not all there is. There is a God.
Yes.
There is a heaven and a hell.
Yes.
There is a kingdom of God.
Yes.
There is a future.
Yes.
Woo, glory to God. And when you learn that and you know that, then you can quit wasting your days. You can quit wasting your time and your money and your thoughts and your energy, and you can become kingdom minded, and everything you do takes on a higher purpose. And it's not waste. I said it's not waste. It's not waste. And then vacuuming a carpet in here is not just vacuuming. It's going to get dirty again. Yeah, but you're doing it for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
It makes it eternal.
Yeah.
We just pay the electric bill. We'll have to pay it again next month. Yeah, but we had services and the word was preached and people got saved. It's eternal.
Yeah.
It's eternal.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't a waste.
No.
I said it wasn't a waste. You remember when the lady came and dumped the perfume on Jesus' feet? You remember that?
Yes,
she came, $20,000 worth of perfume, and poof, dumped it on Jesus. And his own disciples, his own staff, they went, what a waste! What a waste! Was it a waste? What'd he tell them? If he's the way some people think he is, then he'd have stood up and said, woman! I've been teaching you, don't you know better than this? You could have sold this and given it to the poor. You could have sold this and... No, who said that?
Judas
Iscariot. See what bad company some of these people are in that talk like that? What did he say? You leave her alone. She has done a good... This was not a waste. It looked like it to the outward eye, but he said, this is not a waste. In fact, I'm going to see to it that everywhere this gospel is preached, what this woman has done is told. And we're talking about it in 2005 right here in Branson tonight. And he said, you give somebody a cup of cold water in my name because they are mine. He said, there's no way you're going to lose that reward. It was not a waste. Oh, can you see this, friends? How important this is that when we become kingdom-minded, everything we... I mean, putting your socks on is not a waste. Right? Me combing my hair, you brushing your teeth and coming here tonight meant something. It was not a waste. Every gallon of gas we burn, every watt of electricity we burn, not a waste, not a waste. We can spend money on this like water. We can't waste money on this. We can't waste time and effort on this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Waste, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602-O. That's R-1602-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.